Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Yo, YBAs. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here, and we're back on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. If it's your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. And all my regulars, thank you for coming back. All my supporters, I appreciate y'all. Just a quick update from my episode last week. I did go to the gym this week. I felt like I was 100%. Started off slow. And I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. It feels good to be back. I'm back on my Superman, you know? Let's get it. But all right, let's get to the episode. So today is called Look in the Mirror. And pretty much I'm going to outline taking inventory of your habits, of your choices, and how that affects people not reaching their goals or reaching their goals. So this one right here is, it's going to be a little harsh. You know, I'm going to be as nice as possible, but as honest as possible. And just remember, anything you hear, I'm trying to help. I'm not trying to tear anyone down. I'm using real life experience from my training, from stuff I've heard from other trainers, from stuff I've seen from clients, from questions I got. You know, I'm 5.5 years in the game. I pretty much seen it all. So, with that being said, let's get to it, man. All right. So first, we're gonna start. So clients, when it comes to being accountable, you need to analyze your habits and choices within the past 90 days. So a lot of people will come to me. They haven't reached their goal, and you know, the first thing they want to do is blame the trainer. You know, this workout isn't for me, or they want to blame the meal plan. This meal plan isn't for me, right? And they haven't really put 100% effort. They didn't really dive into that plan or dive in to the workouts or whatever, right? So you can't come up to me and you haven't been consistent with the healthy things, and you've been more consistent with the fat things or the unhealthy things, right? So, for example, if you drank alcohol every weekend in the past 90 days, how many weekends is that? I don't know how many weekends it is, but if you I'm not a mathematician, but if you drank alcohol every weekend for the past 90 days, you know, that's probably not going to help you with your fitness goals, right? Because you do work throughout the week. You probably saw your trainer 2 or 3 times throughout the week. You might have burned 400 to 600 calories in that session if it was a good intense session. And you, just off of 1 or 2 drinks, you get those calories, you intake those calories back on the weekend, right? So we got to analyze what we did the past 90 days. Did you follow the meal plan the last 90 days? If you're not seeing the results, if you're not seeing the change, the answer is probably no. Again, with your weekend choices, you might have a cheat day opposed to a cheat meal where you're eating in a caloric surplus. So you might eat 2,000-3,000 calories over what your body would need for you to lose weight or lose a pound per week, whatever your goal is. And also activity. You know, I just brought up the burning 400 to 600 calories in the gym. If you only do that, you know, 3 times a week. You burn in the gym 1,800 calories along with whatever you burn at rest. But if you're only burning an excess 1,800, I guarantee you're in a caloric surplus. So you probably need to get in the gym, you know, 5 days a week. Or you, if you're not doing 5 days a week, you need to drastically change the amount of calories you're eating, right? And that leads me to a lot of people, when they don't take inventory, you know, when you're not calculating your decisions, you tend to blame genetics. Oh, my, nobody. I had one girl. She was like, no, none of the women in my family are built like that. We're not like athletic. Nobody's really lean. And obviously, everyone has different genetics. We're all built different. Some people are thicker than others, you know, obviously. But if you're not doing what you need to do, if you might have to work harder than someone else because of your genetics. If you're not doing that, you can't blame genetics. So, yeah, take inventory of your last 90 days. If you haven't been structured, if you haven't been on point, don't really blame the plan. Don't blame the trainer. You got to look in the mirror and take inventory of what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, it's on you. You see the trainer, you have a 1-hour session. You see the trainer 2 or 3 times a week. I'm getting 2, 3, maybe 4 hours of you out the week. It's 24 hours in a day. You can't really blame me for that. It's not really my fault, you know, especially if I lay everything out for you. You have the meal plan. I've sent you tweets. I've sent you articles. You have 24/7 access to me. When you text me or you call me, I'm picking up. I'm responding to you. I can only do but so much. We're all adults. So it's on you. Get it done. All right. Another thing, training intensity. If you're coming to the gym, and I understand, like, especially with my clients, like I created like a family atmosphere, so to pretty much make everyone feel comfortable, make it enjoyable, you know, so it's not just like I'm the bad guy yelling at everyone and everyone's in there suffering. So I try to have fun, I try to joke, but it has to be serious as well. So if you're not training with intensity, it's going to be hard for you to reach your goal. If you're not in there giving 100% effort, it's going to be hard. I understand, like, you might be an early morning, you might have had a long day at work. Sorry, the reality, you gotta train with some intensity, even if it's like a moderate day, a not so intense day. You gotta go hard in the gym. You gotta push your body to levels it hasn't reached. You have to shock your body. You have to make your body uncomfortable to get results. So if you haven't been training with a certain type of intensity, it's going to be hard for you to reach goals. Now, I'm not telling you to go in there and kill yourself. I'm not telling you to go in there and lift like an Olympic athlete, but you know if you're pushing yourself or not. So you got to go hard in the gym. And sometimes, you know, especially with the ladies, I got to break up the talking. Like, hey, ladies, we got to work. I'm cool with y'all talking. You want to talk in between your set. But while we're working, if you're doing a set, while you're working, you got to be focused on that set. You want to talk trash, you want to make a joke, do it after the set. But I can't have you looking over, you're compromising your form, looking crazy. So go hard. You should be tired after a set. You should need a rest break. All right? Another thing, too, about taking inventory. A lot of people, they'll blame the trainer or blame whatever, and they have not made fitness a priority in their life. If you want this to work, fitness has to be a priority. Well, I don't know what your priorities are, but let's just give an example. Let's say you're a believer in faith. God is one, family is two, fitness got to be number three. It has to be. That's the only way it's gonna work. You can't approach it as just a hobby or it's like a recreation event. Like, you gotta take this serious. If you don't approach it that way, you're just winging it. It's like going into a test without studying, never looking at the material, you know you're going to fail. So fitness has to be a priority. So what comes along with that? yesterday, I went to my homegirl's. She had like a little kickback, a little party for her birthday, which was cool. And people were in there drinking. And right now, I'm not drinking. You know, I'm a human. I had my fun. I had a lot of fun this summer. Right now, I'm in grind mode. Not drinking right now. I'm trying to reach fitness goals. I'm trying to reach business goals. So I feel like the best thing, not even I feel like, I know for sure the best thing for me is to stay away from alcohol for a few months. And that's what I'm on right now. So people were, you know, handing me shots, asking me to drink, asking me to play drinking games. I didn't even want to play the drinking game and be like, yeah, I'm going to drink water, because I'd have been tempted. And people were like, why are you doing that? Why are you acting different? Why are you going to change? Listen, you're going to have to deal with that if you're getting on your grind, especially if you're losing weight and people are used to you being the overweight friend. You're going to have to get used to saying no. You're going to have to get used to people making the smart comments. Who cares? Forget it. Because at the end of the day, that's a wake-up call. That person does not want the best for you. You wanted to lose weight for 2 or 3 years. You're tired of how you look. You can't fit the clothes. You got all these pain points that you're telling your trainer, but you can't say no to that friend. So what hurts worse, telling that friend no or you coming to see me and and you got to do my hard workout and hear me tell you that you're not following the plan? So you're going to have to get used to telling people no. You're going to have to get used to that uncomfortable feeling. And that's making fitness a priority in your life, right? So a lot of people, sorry, I'm going to put my phone on. Do not disturb. My bad, y'all. So that's part of making fitness a priority. Another thing, making fitness a priority, where you might not have to, you might just have to say no to the party altogether because, you know, you might have a busy day. You might have to go take the kids to, I always say take the kids to practice. I need another example. But because I trained a lot of moms, my bad, y'all. But I mean, you might have to work on the weekend. You might have things to do on the weekend. So that means if my trainer told me that I need to get extra cardio in and I need to come in 5 days a week, I got a gap on Saturday, I might have to get up early. I might got to get up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, 8 o'clock, you know, do my morning cardio and then go along with my day. I did an episode a couple weeks ago, I think it was last week actually, where I talked about how when you're in a workout routine, it gives you more energy. People are like, I'm going to be tired. I got stuff to do. Get up. Get up. The reality is when you're in shape, you're going to have more energy to do things throughout your day. So that's part of making fitness a priority. You're going to have to tell people no. You're going to have to not sleep in. And you're going to have to get to work. It's a grind. It's not easy. And enough people have done it to where it's not even a question. It's not questionable that you're just gonna have to change your lifestyle. Tell some people no. So, sorry, y'all. I need a sip of water. Y'all see the Less Munches, More Crunches cup coming soon. All right, my bad. That was, you know, I can't take nothing serious. I play too much. another thing too. A lot of people have. I don't know why people do this. You have to admit that you decided to come up with your own solution with no research, no certifications, no science to back it up because you thought my plan wasn't working. So a lot of people, they're not following the meal plan. They're not doing the extra cardio. They're not training at a high intensity. So obviously you're not seeing the results. You're not seeing the results that you want. So what do? Oh, I'm just going to have no carbs. Okay. Nowhere on my plan does it tell you to eat zero carbs. So now you eat zero carbs. You have no energy for work. You have no energy for your kids. And you dang sure ain't got no energy in my workout. And I'm sitting here like, what is going on? What are you doing? Or people just decide they're not going to eat all day. I'm just not going to eat all day. I feel full. Okay. All right. Not eating all day is the worst thing. Maybe I'll do a podcast on that. There's a reason I'm telling you not to starve yourself, and there's a reason I'm telling you to just not skip every meal for the day, right? Another thing, they're not drinking water. I don't understand what water is going to do. It just makes me feel full, okay? So When you decide not to follow your trainer and you do some of the absolute worst things, that is your fault. You know, I didn't tell you to do that. You didn't pay me for that. I don't understand why you want to pay me and do the exact opposite of what I'm telling you to do. You don't pay for school and and just do the exact opposite of what the teacher's teaching you. You know what I mean? So that right there makes no sense. I try my best to educate clients, and a lot of people just aren't interested. They don't want to know, but I try to educate them because they need to know the importance of why I'm asking you to eat so much protein, why I'm asking you to eat protein in every meal, why protein is the most important macronutrient. When you decide to just eat vegetables and go vegan, and I mean, it's nothing wrong with vegan, but when you decide, even if you're doing vegan, protein is important. But if you decide to just eat vegetables, fruit, and water, and that's not what I'm telling you to do, and now you're wondering why, you know, the body fat isn't going away, I can't help you. So, and I try to send articles to my clients just so they know. I mentioned that earlier in this podcast. Just so you know, everything's broken down. But I'm not a genius. I don't know everything. But if I tell you something, it's been researched, and I know what I'm talking about. Another thing, too. Back to fitness being a priority in your life. I actually just missed this part. So think about this deals with meal prepping. We need to meal prep. We need to cook at home because eating out a lot. They put all types of stuff in the food. They put all types of sodium, salt, seasoning, extra sugar, butter, stuff that we don't see. We're not back there cooking. So one thing in fitness, people are encouraged to eat at home or just hire a meal prep company where they can show you the macronutrients and how everything is cooked. If you're spending a lot of money on a trainer, you don't want to spend extra money on the meal prep, you got to cook. And I'll do an episode on how eating clean is actually not expensive. That's a myth. But you'll have, you know, you might need to take 30 minutes to cook something. You might need to take an hour. You know, there some people it takes longer, but reality is there are ways to cook your meals quickly for the week. I'll do an episode on that. And people say they don't have time to do the 30 minutes. They don't have the time to do the hour to cook. But let's think about how much time we'll spend in a bar. Let's think about how much time we spend on a commute to the bar, commute to the club, commute to the gathering, commute to brunch. You know, those 30 minutes could have been spent preparing your food for the week. It's really not that hard. But if you haven't spent that time preparing food for the week, if you haven't spent that time mapping your week out, mapping out your meals, you can't blame the trainer and you can't get mad at your results or lack of results, I should say. And so, you know, with all that being said, and it's okay if you hire the trainer and you don't want to do these things. Some people just want to work out for their health. Some people just want to work out to feel better. Some people just want to work out because they know they're going to get fatter if they don't work out. And guess what? That's perfectly fine. I'd much rather you have a result that you're going after, have a result that's desired, because it makes my job easier. I know you're going to take the workout serious. You're going to take your payment serious, and it's going to be a better environment overall when people are just in there working hard and encourages other people. But if you do want results and you're not getting them, you got to learn how to look at yourself. That victim mindset doesn't work in fitness, because let's be real. You gain the weight because of decisions. Years of bad decisions, years of alcohol, years of fast food, years of not tracking your macros. That's just the reality. It's okay. So you got to this point, and your lack of results, you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and blame yourself. I broke down how it's really not up to me. I can't really do much. When you leave that gym, you with me for an hour, you got 23 hours the rest of the day. You know, how those 23 hours are spent, what you decide to do, that's all on you. I'm not a babysitter. All I can do is use my expertise to help you in that gym. I can, you know, map out a plan for you, but it's up to you to do it. Look in the mirror, take the blame, hold yourself accountable, and watch how your life changes. And, you know, my biggest thing, discipline and consistency, that's how you get the results, that's how you get things done. So, hope I ain't going too hard on y'all, hope I ain't going too bad, but I'm always going to keep it real. I'm very passionate about fitness. I want to help people. So, thank you for tuning in. See Marty Fit. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on YouTube. See Marty Fit on Instagram. Go ahead and follow me. Less Brunches, More Crunches gear is available. I'm going to go ahead and put that link in as well. So, first time listening, thank you for tuning in. Returners, thank you for the support. Like, comment, subscribe. Shoot me a DM. Shoot me a message. Any questions or any suggestions, I really appreciate it. And that's another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I'll see y'all next week. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.